known for music and so much more, Austin, Texas is the place to be. Austin is the home to a wonderful ballet, world-class museums, one-of-a-kind shopping, and beautiful outdoor spaces. Live music is everywhere in Austin. You'll find musicians performing all over town, from the airport terminal to grocery stores. They play outdoors at seasonal live music series at world-famous festivals as well. Nightly, you'll find Austin musicians at clubs, coffee houses, bars, sporting events, concert halls, and with hundreds of live music venues, it could be intimidating, nowhere to start. And with so many things to do in Austin, you can just as easily spend your morning paddling the lake as you can strolling through a celebrated history museum, finding places to eat in Austin and experience unique eateries, serving up Tex-Mex, barbecue, and more. Shelley, I can go on and on, can I?
You're doing my job for me. Nice to be here.
I can. There's so much to do that. Shelley Hall is the Vice President of Marketing for Visit Austin, visitaustin.org. You know, traveling to Austin has really never been hotter, has it?
You know what? Isn't that right? So coming off of South by Southwest last month, for us, it's always an incredible time, really, to see our city shine. But Austin, you know, we're really at the epicenter of innovation right now. We're home to top-tier universities, research facilities. So many companies have moved here. But what really you find is a tech-savvy population that's forward-looking, creative, entrepreneurial. And Austinites love sharing our town with visitors from all over the world. I think you'll find that, you know, Austin's a city that'll really welcome you, engage you, and inspire you when you leave.
It sounds like a very young atmosphere, but it really, there's something to do always there for all ages, right?
Absolutely. We've seen, we have so much family visitors, especially over the past few years, have come to Austin, and we really, you can build any type of trip or itinerary when you come to Austin.
Now, if our listeners have never been there, just give us a bird's eye view of all the different things you offer, and then we'll break them down.
Of course. So, you know, years ago when people talked about Austin, they'd quickly mention our music scene. As you mentioned at the start of the segment, we're proudly known as Live Music Half the World, and you can really see music of all genres literally every night of the week, from large to more smaller, intimate venues. But it's just really just the beginning. We're also home to a really diverse and inventive culinary scene. We have world-class museums, one-of-a-kind shopping, and some really beautiful outdoor spaces and hiking. We're also nestled in the middle of the hill country in Texas, and we have plenty of sunny days year-round, so really being active in Austin comes naturally.
What's the temperature today? What's the temperature
right
today?
Now, it is 86 degrees and sunny.
Oh, man. Well, that sounds good right there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. And, you know, we're also the state capital and home to the University of Texas. So really, we're a mix of vibrant culture, again, a young population, but also have a lot of history and, again, just a lot of creativity here.
Well, I would say I want to start with the music scene because it is so well known for that. But there's a venue guide you have at visitaustin.org that really gives people a view of what they offer, what type of music it is. And music really in the great outdoors is the absolute best, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, our website really is such an incredible resource. I personally use it when I'm planning things to do with my friends and family. So when I think about, you know, the music venues here for Austin, and especially for first-time visitors, first, you've got to go down to South Congress. It's home to Continental Club and Sea Boys, who are actually owned by the same group and are incidentally on the same street on South Congress. So between those two, you're going to find everything from funk to bluegrass. The Continental Club is definitely a must-visit when you're in town. Antone's on 5th Street downtown is actually celebrating 50 years this year, and they've been part of Austin's music history scene really for as long as I can remember. And you'll find yourself, you know, dancing to classic music acts across all genres there at the venue on 5th Street. Yeah. One of our premier... one of our premier concert venues in the city, Austin City Limits, live at the Moody Theater, it's really an adored piece of the Austin scene. So ACL is actually home to the live television tapings of Austin City Limits, which recently also celebrated its 50th anniversary last year, where these are ticket events. You can't buy the tickets. It's a random lottery selection, but usually those occur before they have other ticketed shows and other performances and, you know, sought-after artists, contemporary, classic. They all love playing the space, and truly, there's not a bad seat in that venue.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are exploring Austin, Texas. Shelley Hall is the Vice President of Marketing for Visit Austin, visitaustin.org. There's one I wanted to mention is Stubbs Barbecue, which I've been to before. You think you're just going to get barbecue there, but that's like a large outdoor amphitheater right close to downtown.
Yes, so Stubbs is actually in the Red River Cultural District, which truly is the epicenter of Austin's live music hotspot. So it was actually originally designated from the city of Austin as a cultural district in 2013. And so Stubbs, yeah, so it has, you know, a smaller indoor stage that doubles as a barbecue restaurant, but the outdoor amphitheater is truly one of the best spots to catch a show in Austin.
Very cool. South by Southwest is back March 12th through the 18th next year, 2026. But there are music events all year round, including the film industry. And I knew this, of course I know this about Austin. Austin has been in the production hub for so many films since the 70s, right?
Yeah, so there's actually hundreds of films and television series that have been produced in Austin over the past 50 years. You know, a lot of these iconic productions really captured the cultural spirit of Austin at the time when they filmed here. So everything from Dazed and Confused, Office Space, Friday Night Lights, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow.
We're really proud. We've had a lot of independent Hollywood productions here, and they choose Austin because we have an incredible local crew and also a friendly local lifestyle, but we also have a lot of diverse locations all within a short distance. So on screen, when Austin's not playing itself, it's been doubled as everything from New York City to Indore, Iowa. So what really, you know, it's incredible to see just the film history of Austin, of projects that have been filmed here, and it really captures the spirit and the change in the city that we've seen over the years.
I know that ATX Television Festival returns in downtown Austin right after Memorial Day. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is actually lovingly dubbed as, you know, the TV camp for grown-ups. This event brings together television fans and industry professionals. So for this year, for season 14, they're actually going to do a live taping of The Sidebar, a Suits Watch podcast with Patrick J. Abrams and Sarah Rafferty. John Hamm is joining, and he's going to do a panel on a retrospective of Mad Men.
Oh, that's cool.
He went to the University of Texas as well. So he has some awesome roots. There's also a panel with Bill Lawrence and friends, and an opening night special marquee event with Seth Meyers.
Very cool. And I know there's a lot of other festivals that happen, music, film, and other things over the summer. Give me some of those highlights, if you would.
Of course. So continuing on in May, from May 14th through May 18th, there's Cine Las Americas International Film Festival. So this festival really showcases a lot of contemporary films and videos from Latin America. Towards the end of May, between May 22nd to 25th, there's a festival called Hot Luck. And this one's really unique in that it really spreads out over multiple venues across Austin, and it really celebrates our local food and music scene. It really is one of the most diverse representations of Austin's culinary industry and artists, and just a really casual event that's a special place to be.
And I know you said, you know, obviously the great outdoors, you can relax by the still waters of the Hamilton Pool Preserve or bounce in the sun at the Lake Travis Waterloo Adventures. There's zip lining, all kinds of other stuff. But there's also some world-class attractions and museums, too, including the Texas State Capitol, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so, you know, our Texas State Capitol is actually one of the nation's most distinguished state capitals. We're actually larger than the Capitol building in D.C. Oh. It's 14 feet higher, to be exact. Everything is bigger in Texas. And they offer free 30-minute tours daily. I believe it's between 9:30 and 3:30 Monday through Friday. And they depart every 30 to 45 minutes. On the weekends, it's between 12:30 and 3:30.
Cool. And the music, or besides the music scene, the film scene, you know, you can experience some really unique eateries serving up Tex-Mex barbecue, you know, James Beard award-winning eateries, best dive bars and dive restaurants in Austin. There's a ton to choose from.
Yes. You know, truly a trip to Austin really isn't a trip to Austin without experiencing Tex-Mex and barbecue. But you also find, like, again, breakfast tacos are a food group in and within itself. We recently did a video shoot with Evan Leroy of Michelin-starred Leroy and Lewis, one of our barbecue restaurants that received the accolade last fall. And I asked him what his favorite breakfast taco was in town. And he said, you know what? What makes the best breakfast taco in Austin is your proximity. Whatever is closest to you, they're all going to be great. But I'd say if you're staying downtown, Vera Cruz is a must. El Primo in South First is also wonderful. On the east side, One in a Million or Joe's Bakery and Coffee Shop are also iconic mainstays. And then Taco Deli, usually a ton of our local coffee shops will have them delivered to their restaurants, but they also have separate locations no matter what part of town you're in.
How cool is that? And I also know that you got a cool food truck scene, but also breweries, wineries, distilleries, coffee. There's something for everyone.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, we have over 2,000 food trucks here in Austin, and truly everything from Garbo's for lobster rolls to Via 313 for Detroit-style pizza, Quantos Tacos, and Michelin-recognized briskets. So, really, you can get everything you want from food trucks. And then, you know, nothing feels as true to Austin as spending an afternoon on the patio with a cold drink and bites from a nearby food truck. Some of the top breweries, The Yard in South Austin and St. Elmo's Art District. Also, Meanwhile Brewing in South Austin has a really great playground for kids and families. Also, Still Austin Whiskey, the Austin Winery, Texas Sake Company, and Vacancy Brewing. There's also a place called Austin Beer Garden Brewing Company. So ABGB, known to locals, and they always have live music, and their pizza really is wonderful.
Cool. And, of course, when you're getting there, there's plenty of options to stay. There's Airbnbs, there's world-class hotels. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we are actually – so Austin's a very compact downtown, so we're about a 15, 20-minute taxi and or Uber ride from the airport. Downtown, we have a mix of, you know, boutique hotels, larger hotels. Close to downtown, The Line actually has a bar called P6 where you can watch our colony of, we have the largest North American population of Mexican free-tailed bats. And from late spring to early fall is whenever they come. So they come out nightly, usually between 7 to 8:45, and staying at The Line Hotel and being able to get a spot at P6 is truly wonderful. There's also on South Congress, South Congress Hotel is a really boutique hotel, and truly, South Congress is the most quintessential Austin experience, walking up and down the street with a ton of local boutiques, music venues, shops, murals. A trip to Austin definitely isn't a trip to Austin without being on South Congress.
Love hearing that. Shelley Hall is the Vice President of Marketing for Visit Austin, and the website you go to find out more is visitaustin.org. We'll see you in Austin this summer, Shelley. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.